Blessings, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning into Streams with Jonathan Ramos. Really quickly, I hope you guys are off to a good start from the month of February for 2020. Just really wanted to go get right into this shout out to everybody who's listening on behalf of Rib Life Radio. For more information, you can always visit our website, jonathanramos.org, where we can be able to go ahead and post events and, of course, any inquiries to set up any prophetic activations, Bible groups, Bible studies can be found on our website. And then, of course, part of the month of February, I just wanted to bring this subject, as you know, because 2020, everybody starts their year and either they have either joined a congregation or go separately in terms of fasting as New Year's resolution or whatever the case may be. But it is the term that I want to bring up that has been imprinted in my spirit. And it's pretty much the art of fasting and what it is. There's a lot of misconceptions of it. There's some people, believe it or not, who don't know the benefits, who do it and don't know. And then, of course, a lot of us are just mistaught or don't have the teaching and or knowledge or revelatory knowledge to be able to understand why we fast and why fasting is not something that is done when you want something, but it's something that is done because you need to. And to start it off, I just wanted to, if you will with me, keep in mind, you know, for those who have kids, right? In fact, before I get there, let's just read. And I wanted to start off from the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 14 through 21. And I'm reading off of the New King James Version. And it says, beginning in verse 14, Matthew 17. And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son. For he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, Oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. Verse 18, and Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Verse 19. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, Why could we not cast it out? And verse 20 says, So Jesus said to them, Because your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, Move from here to there. And it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So, and as for you to know, this is a story where the boy was healed, where they sent the boy over to the disciples. The disciples was trying to pray for healing, and it didn't happen. So, and so they bring it to Jesus. But there's one or two things that I want to, point out here. And it is how Jesus used prayer and fasting in coalition to address their unbelief. So, in reference to fasting, and now I come to bring you this. Or for those of you who have kids, I have a kid. My daughter has been the most amazing thing that a dad could ever has asked for. Being a dad has truly blessed me in many ways. In fact, being a father has been a revelatory and or prophetic message to myself and to my daughter and my family and those around me. It has been a message not only to myself but those around me. And What I mean by that is that every time I look into my daughter, and parents may relate, if you're a parent and you're listening, you may relate. Every time you look on how you feel with your daughter or how you feel about your child is instantly a revelatory message on how God feels. And it's prophetic indeed. So one of the things that I wanted to address, one or two things I'm going to address today, and one of the things that I wanted to address is the misconception that we have in reference to fasting. We take it as fasting as an art of doing whenever we want something. While indeed is partially true and is not wrong, but it is not everything, right? Only because take care, if you will, being a parent, and you look at your child and you look at your child and you look at them and you tell them, for me to grant you your request, I need you to starve yourself for you to be able to go ahead and get what you want. Me looking at that and I see another parent doing that, I would have been saying that's a bad parent. Starving your child and allowing your child to suffer for them to obtain what they want. But if you take into this, if you will, and you take it to the Bible declares, what you ever ask for in my name, I shall be given to you. In fact, Jesus mentioned several times in different parables that he is a good father, that if you ask anything in his name, he shall give it to you. In fact, the Bible also declares that, you know, if a good father, if sinful parents or sinful people who are sin knows how to give good gifts whatsoever, your father who is in heaven, right? A lot of us probably knows that verse by heart. And when you look into the art of fasting, it is completely there. And the question of why I'm fasting, or do I need to fast to obtain the thing that I want, comes into the lack of revelatory insight, and is what we've been taught. But the art of fasting has nothing to do with obtaining something from God. In fact, thinking that fasting is in reference to obtaining something from God, it is indeed demonic. And here's why. Because we then now put God to be a person who wants us to suffer before he can bless us. And God naturally blesses us. If you look at Jesus, when Jesus was baptized, he went 40 days and 40 nights fasting and praying into the desert. The art of fasting has nothing to do with obtaining something. When Jesus said, "These does not come out by prayer only, or by prayer and fasting," what Jesus was actually mentioning there is not that they were going to obtain more power by fasting, but it is indeed the art of them being consistent and in tune with the Spirit. You see, fasting was never intended to obtain something from God, but it was to keep your body in discipline to your spirit. If you know, and if you don't know yet, now you know, you are made in spirit. Your flesh is a housing unit. Therefore, when Jesus mentioned prayer and fasting in coalition to address their unbelief, It had everything to do with them not being in sync to what the Spirit was saying. A lot of us don't have what we want, and it's because we are not in sync with the Spirit. And you have to understand that things of the Spirit is what we would now call mysterion, or the mysteries of the Spirit. And for us to be able to obtain that, what is mysterion and the mysteries of the Spirit, we have to be in the Spirit. And the only way we're going to be in the Spirit is by killing that what doesn't allow us to communicate with the Spirit, which is the flesh. So therefore, the reason we fast, it was never to obtain something from God. It was to be in sync with the Spirit, because it is now what is called cause and effect. Because now that you understand and you are in tune in the Spirit, you are now open to obtain what that what is called mysterion, which brings me to the second thing that I want to address. Because mysterion, when we look into it, we see God in his nature and the mysteries of the Spirit. Then we understand that the reason we cannot walk in certain things is because we simply do not have the revelation. You see, when you look at God, Jesus Christ, who has been the perfect example of theology, it has been the perfect example. There was not one individual that Jesus ever turned away from healing. Part of the reason why we use that term, oh, well, you need to fast to obtain something, it is because humanity has failed to obtain that what is called revelation, to be able to walk in mysterion. And because they have failed to walk in revelation, to obtain mysterion or the mysteries of the Spirit, they use that as an excuse to address their failures. So that what we will literally call as mysterion can only be addressed and obtained through keeping your flesh in check. So therefore, when we look into the things of the Spirit, when we understand the things of the Spirit, the example that I always give, it is an example, the best analogy that I could give you is, it's like I provide and I give to you a card that has $1 million. That card is under my name. And that card that is under my name, I also give you the PIN code. Now, for you to be able to access the $1 million, you need your PIN code. However, for you to change the PIN code, you're unable to change that PIN because the card is not under your name. So God has promised us, lay hands on the sick and you shall be healed. God has promised, if you ask for anything in my name, and it shall be given unto thee. God has given us things. God has given us gifts. God has given to us. However, we have simply lost the PIN. And if you lose the PIN number to the card that I gave you, then that is not my fault. That is your fault. One time I had asked somebody, because I was hearing in the radio somebody praying for their friend who had cancer, and they're believing God for a miracle. And I looked at my wife and I tell my wife, now, if that friend doesn't get healed, then whose fault is it? Is it God's or is it the person? And it wasn't a trick question. It was just something. I just work like that. Sometimes my mind just runs and I receive these revelations. And as I'm sitting there, I was like, it is the person's fault. And here's why it's the person's fault. Because God said, believe in me and you shall have eternal life. The problem is that we wasn't in tune to obtain the revelation and pin code to access that grace that allows us and gives us access to walk that mystery or that mysterion. So whenever we look into the art of revelation, the reason we aren't able to access certain things in our life, it is because we simply do not have the revelation that allows us to walk into it. The reason why the disciples couldn't cast out the demon wasn't because they had a fast to cast it out. It was because their flesh or their spirit was not in tune to the revelation that God gave them to be able to cast out the demon. And due to that result, Jesus looks at them and says, "You of little unbelief." If you have faith as small as a mustard seed. He was addressing their faith and stating that this doesn't come out until you fast and are in tune with the spirit to obtain the revelation and which why you can be able to cast out the demon. So, one, the first thing, you do not fast to obtain something. You fast to discipline your flesh and your spirit to allow your spirit to be in sync to what we will call faith. And faith comes by hearing, and faith comes by hearing the word of God, and faith, the word of God, is a person. So therefore, faith is actually a reality that is greater than your reality. That what is not seen is what is seen is made from that which is unseen. So therefore, for you to obtain faith, you need to discipline your flesh and allow your spirit to be in sync with the spirit of God to obtain that what is actually a far greater reality than the reality you live. So for you to be able to obtain that, you need to fast. The second thing is when you fast and you are in tune into the spirit, you are able to obtain revelation to allow you to access the grace for you to be able to carry out certain things in life. So as you start your fasting for the months of January, February, March, always keep in mind that the reason why you fast, and it has robbed us, because it's cause and effect, it has robbed us to actually fast effectively because we're focused on the thing that we want, that we don't get it. It is something that I like to call, and I've heard a great preacher say, unbelieving, believing Christians. They're fasting and praying for something, and they don't get it. And whose fault is that? There are certain things that God wants to bring out in your life that requires faith. And for you to obtain that grace, you need to fast to have your spirit in tuned or in sync with the spirit of the living God. So I pray that this blessed you. I pray that you guys are well. I pray that when you fast, that you take a different approach in fasting for this month and the next month or whenever you plan to fast. And I pray that this blesses you. God bless you guys. Always keep in mind, visit our website, jonathanramos.org, for more information on our events, on our prophetic activations and ministry. God bless you guys. Happy February.